Okay, guys, it's great to be here. I'm really happy that we get to do the podcast today.
It's our final Smart List.
Our final Smart List ever. Very special Smart
List. Don't say that. People are gonna
let's
think that
finish
that's
strong. And this guest is really what a great amazing. Final guest.
Our final episode.
Right? It's not final.
Final
people can think
ever.
It's the final episode.
It's not our final episode.
Let us finish for today.
It will be our last episode.
Sean, don't cut us off, Rude.
For today,
this is our final Smart List.
Ever.
But not today.
For today. No. Sean, with the cutting off. Welcome to Smart List.
Smart List.
I put the do in douche.
That'll be our first line of this episode, right there. We just found our in.
I put the do in douche.
That's not good for me. Wait a second.
Will, joke's over. When are you coming home?
I know.
Soon, right? End of this week, maybe?
Yeah, end of this week. I'm actually really looking forward to it.
You were going to come home a little early. Weren't you threatening to do that?
Yeah, I was. Jason, when were you here? Remember you were going to come and you called me?
I was going to come, but you never followed up. The dude came here. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Sean, did I tell you this when I saw you? What did I see you yesterday?
Are you sure? Can we talk about this?
Wait, did I see you yesterday?
I saw you yesterday. No, I saw you Saturday.
Saturday. I talked to Sean last night. I FaceTime bombed him.
You phoned him, Granddad?
FaceTime bombed him.
That was really funny.
Oh my God, they were freaking out. Anyway, keep going.
He was with lesbians, and I was like, yeah, you don't have to tell me they're lesbians. I got it.
Let's go deeper on that. Can we have names?
Wait, Jason, tell me, what were you going to say?
So, I don't know if I can talk. Well, I guess I can talk about this. I can just kind of skid along the top of it. My eldest, my 15-year-old daughter.
We talked a little bit about this, but keep going.
Yeah, so she went to Europe this summer in a camp, and she fell in love. And
this guy, he
lives in New York. He is currently married, has three kids, but you know.
But you can always work it out. You can work through it.
She loves him. No, he's her age. He's 15, and she was going to fly out there and see him in New York because they'd been done with camp for a couple of weeks, and she was starting to really miss him. This whippersnapper gets a hold of my wife, and works out a whole surprise to come out and see Franny.
Yeah.
And visit and surprise Franny. So this guy's been here posting up in my house for 3 days and just extended his trip another 3 days as of today.
It was a surprise.
He's there now.
Yeah, here now.
And he's staying with you.
Staying with us.
There's rules.
There's rules. He's an angel,
rules,
though. He clearly needs no rules. He just seems to drop straight from heaven.
Nice kid.
But tell Will what you did to keep the surprise from Franny.
Oh, well, you know, it was the whole thing about him landing and then, you know, getting a ride to the house. And then do we have her, you know, run into him in a coffee shop here next to the house? Or should we have him just kind of be in the house and have her come downstairs? And, you know, Amanda and I were trying to
jump out of the cake.
Well, yeah, come on, yeah. We didn't want to...
Here, just getting this cake.
I was really set on trying to preserve the moment that she sees him, that we're not, you know, having, you know, two cameras rolling and making sure, you know, of course, that's what we want and that's what his mom wants. But anyway, we kind of did a little of each, and I think it was a big success.
But you told her to kind of get gussied up for a photo or something, was it?
Oh, yeah, because Amanda thought, well, gosh, you know, if I was surprised and I didn't look my best... I'd be upset at whoever surprised me. So
Amanda
said that she had
smart,
to like,
no
she had to get like her passport picture retaken or some sort of picture that the photographer was nice enough to come over to the house. And so just make sure you comb your hair before you come downstairs kind of thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really
cute. I love that story. It's so
very
sweet.
Cute. Yeah.
It's so
and you'd
good.
Have video. You'll show me video later.
We've got video.
So you did shoot it. You filmed it with a crew.
We did film it, but it was at a tasteful distance.
Full,
you know,
crew from Discovery. Have you ever seen Alone? It's the same production crew that shoot that works on Alone.
Well, nice shout out for Alone. Will, have you gotten into Alone Frozen yet?
Dude, I am in Alone. We took a break for... I'm now in Alone, the first one where they do couples.
Yeah. You know, like so you met your Canadian guys. How about those Canadian fellas? Are those guys not the best?
Oh, I got to watch
but
this.
They are such graduates of Hoser U. They're from Toronto. and the one of them says to his brother, he goes... And I noticed the casual swearing by Canadians is so off the charts. Nobody gets beat more on those shows than Canadians. You'd be like, fuck, a hell of a day, eh? So it's just beat, hell of a day,
so
eh?
Funny.
And I'm just like, oh, these guys are, they're beauts. The guy goes, he's fishing, he's like, fuck, I better catch something or I'm just going to stab myself in the face, eh?
I forget how far they make it, but...
It's so good.
Wait, are you talking about the new one? It's like Alone
No, 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 that's season 9. He's not there yet. I'm past that and now going to start the spinoff, the ex-champions that they drop into a frozen tundra. This is called Alone Frozen. I haven't started I've got a couple episodes
I'll be into that.
Oh, wait, by the way... Speaking of gussing yourself up, I got a facial the other day, and the woman, when I'm done, she says, by the way, Will, it's the same spa that I got you a gift card for.
Dude,
Will has 6 jokes already, just right off the
facials.
Word facial.
About facials.
Yeah, with just jizz in my
you
face.
You love a facial.
Jizz in my face.
Right.
You gave a facial or you got one? Okay. Sorry, I don't know which joke to use. I don't know. There's so many
okay,
jokes.
So wait.
wait, Sean, so you get a facial?
So I got a facial, and when I was done... The woman says, your scalp
is too
tight.
Wow, good for you.
Stop teeing them up, Sean. You got to be quicker.
Jason, stop laughing.
When I was done, she says to me, drop the ellipses and keep Arnett out.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
When I was done, the woman turns to me and says, your scalp is too tight. You think too much. And I said, sorry, excuse me. She says, you need to stop thinking so hard. And I'm like... What does that even mean?
You must have got a real deal on her.
I had I did not have a facial today or give one, but I did. I did have a face. What do they call it? Like face gym or something? This person comes and they Alessandra set it up and they did this thing. They like manipulated my face and moved it all around. Did all this stuff. It was incredible.
A face gym. So like cheek push-ups and things that.
Yeah, they come and they do all this stuff and then with this electromagnetic thing and do all this stuff. And it was like, I've never had it. I've had 3 facials, I think, in my life.
Yeah.
They were great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just forget.
It's nice. They're nice.
I forget to
do it. They're nice because, you know.
You look good.
Your skin looks very, Sean, you look very good.
Thanks.
Will, you look good. You look great. Really fill out a V-neck.
I mean, I'm currently in a relationship, so.
Well, but you're coming out here, right? You're coming out, you changing area codes?
So.
Okay, so wait, guys, before we get to our guests, I have an official announcement.
Oh, boy. Is it facial related?
What's that? What did you say?
I asked if it was facial related.
No, it's not.
I got Will mid sip.
Okay, so. The play I did at the Goodman Theater in Chicago earlier this year, it's called Goodnight Oscar. This is the official announcement that it's going to Broadway.
No way.
Yes. Performances begin April 7th.
Oh, wow.
And if you go to goodnightoscar.com, that's goodnightoscar.com.
You'll
be one of the
spell
first.
Spell it.
GoodnightOscar.
It's not KNI. This is the sword play you're doing, right?
It's like good morning, good night. You'll be one of the first to get tickets if you go to goodnightoscar.com. Tickets go on sale today. So I hope you call and get excellent seats.
Good
it's a great show.
Oscar. Wow, that's
this
great.
Is not the Excalibur one act you were doing.
No, it's not. Okay. And it's going to open at the Belasco Theater, which is huge. I mean, it's great theater. And I've heard it's a little haunted, so that's going to be exciting.
That is great.
Congratulations, Shawnee.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts, by the way. It should be mentioned.
No, but Shawnee, congratulations. He had a very successful run in Chicago, listener, and he has earned this. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to see it. Will, are you still thinking about it?
Up in the air.
About going to see it?
Yeah. And we don't want your matinee money.
I almost came to Chicago and I couldn't do it in the 1 week and I had in Atlanta. Anyway. Yes, I'm going to be there. Are you kidding?
We'll carpool.
Thank you guys for being so supportive. I'm excited for you.
So happy for you, Sean.
All right, guys. So our guest today, boy, does she make me laugh a lot. But funny enough, that's not what she gets paid the big bucks to do. She was signed to a major record label at just 15 years old.
Oh, my God.
She eventually released her first album under a different name than what we know her as today.
Janis Joplin.
The self-titled album was heavily influenced by her Christian upbringing, which I'm going to ask her about, too. She celebrated in the LGBTQ community, winning many awards for her advocacy and philanthropy. Guys like me have some pretty badass empowerment anthems because of her strength. Please welcome the fantastic, the fabulous Katy Perry.
What?
What?
Katy.
Hi.
Katy.
That was a
Perry.
Long wait for you, Katy. That was a long wait. You don't have to wait that long for anything.
Katy, you don't have to wait that long. You could have just hung up on us.
Did you hear me cracking my knuckles? I was like, guys, my child just woke up from a nap. She's desperate to see her mommy. Let's go.
Oh, is that true?
Well, not really, but
okay,
yes.
Let's get right into the baby stuff. How is the kidnapping? Boy or girl?
She's a girl. She's about to be 2 years old. She's doing okay, but, you know, I am working a lot, and I've always worked a lot, and been a matriarchal figure.
Yes, you have
And I have a wonderful nanny, but I don't have a full-time nanny because I feel like if I had a full-time nanny, then I would never be able to know how to, like, care for my daughter.
Right.
Like I'm meant to, and so therefore, any day I get off, I'm just like in mom mode. Like, doesn't matter if I've had a show that goes till 11 p.m. the night before. I'm waking up at 6 o'clock and we're going to go and do breakfast. And yes, I have the no sleep shakes. Yeah. But so I'm doing mom mode today. And my sister tapped in to do some Play-Doh while we're having a little chat. So
well, thank you for taking the time away.
I think as much help as you can get, for what it's worth, it always made me a better parent, like, so that I could refill my patience tank and my compromise tank and whatever that is. I think help is great as much as you can
get. Oh, of course. I mean, we're like super blessed and I'm so grateful, but I also, you know, like want to participate. And like, she's two. So she's at that point where it's like, she's saying new words every day. And the other day she was just saying some words that I didn't teach her. And I was like, damn it. That doesn't feel good.
Oh yeah. So
she's two. So then she's walking around.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You have all the corners padded and all that stuff.
Yeah. Still. I actually overheard your conversation about the new boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think you got to look at the bright side of this is that he's on your turf. Yeah. She's not over there.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just texting you back. He's literally in your house. So if you wanted to set up that extra Ring camera and throw it in like a old stuffed teddy bear in the bedroom, you know, you could do it.
Might see stuff I don't want to see.
Sure.
Yeah. I might see stuff I don't want to see. Now, are you getting help from dad?
Yeah.
Dad's around?
Of course. Dad is the best. But actually, I was a little tardy for this call because he had just called me to let me know he was alive because he's in the Bahamas right now filming a show where he goes to kind of just the edge of everything extreme. And he's doing an episode on free diving. So he just free dove like over 100 feet. And
For my sister, Tracy, you're talking about Orlando Bloom.
Yes, Orlando Bloom. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was just calling me to check in and tell me that he's still around, which I'm grateful for because it's been a few days. He's been learning how to do all these kind of extreme sports. He's filming a show for Discovery, and it's just like, it's a little nerve-wracking, but...
Wow. No stunt doubles allowed
Sean
in that.
Sean can relate.
He has his own stunt.
Now, you got to go in toes first, right? Will used to in Acapulco, he did some free diving. You got to go in toes first. You lose your toenails on that.
You've seen some of that footage of me. Yeah, sure, from back in the day.
And we will be right back. Hey, listener, it's Jason Bateman. You know him for putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville's bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his new podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. His new podcast, in collaboration with us here at Smartless Media, also features longtime This American Life contributor Elna Baker as his co-host. Together, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surf 100-foot waves, ride 600-mile-per-hour rocket sleds, and wrestle crocodiles for fun. On Pretty Sure I Can Fly, Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Get to the chopper. I'll be back. Listen, I gotta tell you, of all guests we've had on SmartList, I don't know if we've had a bigger icon on our podcast than Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, what a treat it was talking to that guy. Arnold is an inspiration, from having reached the heights of bodybuilding to then conquer Hollywood and become a global movie star. Oh, and for his third act, he oversaw the world's fifth largest economy as governor of California. The man has truly done it all. In our interview, he shares the secret of how he's able to accomplish what he puts his mind to, what motivates him to keep working out all these years, and the extreme generosity that he received after arriving in America. You gotta listen to this episode to hear what it's like to be Chris Pratt's father-in-law and how Arnold's first comedy, Twins, has made him more money than any other film he's done. Hint, he's also a great businessman. Give it a listen if you haven't. Bye, Seps.
It's all a lighthearted nightmare on our podcast, Morbid.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina Urquhart.
And I'm Ash Kelly.
And our show is part true crime, part spooky, and part comedy.
The stories we cover are well-researched.
He claimed and confessed to officially killing up to 28 people.
With a touch of humor.
I'd just like to go ahead and say that if there's no band called Malevolent Deity,
that is pretty great.
A dash of sarcasm and just garnished a bit with a little bit of cursing.
This motherfucker lied.
Like a liar.
Like a liar.
And if you're a weirdo like us and love to cozy up to a creepy tale of the paranormal,
or you love to hop in the Wayback Machine and dissect the details of some of history's most notorious crimes,
you should tune in to our podcast, Morbid.
Follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to episodes early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
All right, back to the show.
Wait, Katie, I want to talk about, by the way, I know you have to like transfer out of like mom mode for a second and be here to talk about all this stuff.
I wear many fucking hats. Come on.
Okay, come on, good.
Let's do it.
All right, so I did not know your real name was Katie Hudson.
It's Catherine Hudson. But people called me Katie Hudson, but
I didn't know that.
In the beginning, I decided not to do that because.
Yeah. How did you settle on Perry?
My mother's maiden name, Perry. So if we were living in a matriarchal society, it would have just been easy.
Right.
Have you cornered Kate Hudson at a party and told her to back off and to give you the name back?
No, we're best friends. We get along. That was actually the first thing that we got along on. But
how could you not get along with her? She's just, I love her.
She's effervescent the word, I think.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
She's just like, I can do anything. Yeah. I've got children. I can cook. I'll show you how to do my yoga pose.
Yep.
Wait, speaking of poses, the first time I met you was very brief, backstage at either Madonna or Janet Jackson. I can't remember.
I think it was probably Madonna.
And I didn't stick around because Madonna was like 2-3 hours late. I was like, I'm old. I got to go to bed.
I get it.
But I saw you backstage. And the first time, we didn't even say hello. I go, Katie. I go, you are Sean. And we both did the lion's pose because we have the same vocal coach.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? We stuck our hands out like that.
And Eric Vitro, shout out.
Eric Vitro, yeah. He's the
most
greatest.
Iconic. He's like kind of like he's Corky St. Clair in a Christopher Guest movie. He really is. He's like a character from a Christopher Guest movie.
Corky he's the greatest. Clair. And the greatest vocal coach ever. Got me through Broadway. He's amazing.
If I had his name, my business, I would call my business In Vitro.
That's right.
How would you not?
Of course.
How the fuck would you not?
Right.
Wait a second. So Sean came up to you at a after a concert, and then
before.
Oh, before the concert.
Yeah.
And were you on your? So you went to Janet Jackson, and then Madonna. Were you on your way to Cher? Or was that
the Holy Trinity?
Yeah.
Do you know?
You mean
Sean,
the Holy Trinity?
The Trinity was complete with Katie there.
Sean, you know that Katie doesn't know that I was actually a backup dancer for Janet Jackson.
Will was on an episode of Will and Grace where we were both backup dancers to Janet Jackson.
And Sean and I had a dance-off, and I was in Janet Jackson's band. Jason, you were there that night.
Yeah.
I was there.
So, true story.
Wait, go back to just for 1 second with Eric Vitro. Do you still... use him and call him up because you're doing a Vegas show. Is it every night you do the Vegas show?
No, I do it in like 3-week installments.
How much you get for that? How much money do they pay you for that?
You don't have to answer that. Don't listen to him.
It allows me the it allows me the ability to drop my daughter off at preschool and then mommy goes to work and comes back home the next day. So it's like, it's such a great routine, you know, it's like, it's something that like pop stars love to do and check off the box, but it's also, I get to create an incredible, crazy show that I can't tour with because I couldn't possibly move all these absurd props that are on the stage. But do I call him every single time I sing? No, I actually have a recording.
Yeah,
of
I
him,
do too.
Of, yeah. And it's like from like 10 years ago. And
yeah, it's the best.
You know. Do you know, so you know Eric Vitro, do you know Skevo?
That's
the
that's,
guy who cuts my hair.
That's Sean's beautician.
Sean's, we all know each other. This community, we're all just we just all hang.
Right.
So in Vegas, so you do 3 weeks at a time at your what is the place? What is the venue?
It's at Resorts World.
Resorts World,
which is the newest hotel on the Strip.
Gotcha.
And it's right next to the Wynn. And I started it out on New Year's Eve, I think, or a couple days before New Year's Eve.
This past year?
Yeah. And I'm there for this year, and I'll be doing some more shows. I'll do my last kind of announced run so far, and it depends if we'll go next year, is in October. So
you do 3 weeks on, 1 week off, 3 weeks on, 1 week off all year?
No, I don't do that. Actually, it's kind of crazy. It's 3 weeks on, and then sometimes 6 to 9 weeks off.
Oh, that's a nice gig.
And it's really easy to become Fat Elvis in between.
Wait, really? Incredible.
So listen, Katie, this is so cool that you're here, so thank you. I mean,
it is,
you know,
very cool to have you on.
I'm only doing this because of, it's divided between Sean and Amanda.
Yeah. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her.
It's mostly Amanda. I love you, Sean, but Amanda, she's...
No, I get it. We all love Amanda.
She's pretty great. Will loves Amanda.
She's the real boss of this podcast.
I think Will talks to Amanda more than I do.
We all... True. Everybody loves Amanda. Yeah.
Well, she has...
Next fall on NBC.
She's my most frequent FaceTimer. Wait, so Katie, can I go back to... Sean was... I want to talk about... Like, we talked about you going to Vegas and doing this stuff. What was... For you, musically, like, what was... I don't know... Who are your idols growing up? Who are the people you're like, I want to be like that. I want to sound like that. Like, this is the kind of shit I want to do.
Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette changed my life.
Oh, wow.
That was the record that changed my
life. How old were you when that came out? Well, that's rude to ask, but I just...
I'm 37, so I don't know. Same, I was like early 20s, or I mean, I was late teens. Yeah. Sorry, late teens.
God, that was so good. That was a good record.
But before that, Queen was like the Freddie Mercury was
amazing.
I only listened to gospel music.
I know.
My whole life up until I was about 13, and then I discovered like a greatest hits of Queen and the White Album from the Beatles and Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys, and those three compact discs were on rotate. That was it.
That's amazing. Were you not allowed to listen to other?
Oh, that's what I was.
Guys, don't fight.
Yeah. No, I wasn't allowed. I was raised in a very Christian, but it's like they call it born again Christian. So it's like it's very kind of emotional and like it's new wave. Don't call it new age, but it's not like a Catholic. It's like it's pretty radical Christian.
But no music sounds more like boring again. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, there's a whole, like, I mean, there's like
you
all
don't have
kinds
to take
of
that shit from them, Katie.
No, she's with me.
You're not offending me, please. But no, I grew up with listening to gospel music and Christian music, and there's like a whole Christian music world out there that have their own type of Grammys. I mean, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's huge, right? Huge.
Yeah,
huge.
It's massive.
Really?
Do you mind if I ask how big a religion plays in your life currently?
Currently?
Yeah.
Religion. Organized? No. Mm. I don't believe in the way that I was raised.
Yeah.
Organized religion is not necessarily for me. Yeah. I'm a big seeker. Orlando is a devout Buddhist and he chants every morning mostly. And so, I kind of follow a little bit more of his philosophy or just the Buddhist philosophy, but, I'm actually just like a seeker of all of it. I mean, like from mysticism to math, to geometry, to like physics, lots of science.
Right. There's something bigger up there that somehow explains all of this beautiful miracle stuff. But what that thing is can be for anybody's choosing kind of thing.
I mean, I'm sure it's ultimately going to be something. I don't know if it's anyone's choosing, but yeah. I'm sure.
No, but I mean, whatever they want to call it, right? Buddha or.
I have some freaky, not freaky, but like there's some thoughts that I entertain. I mean.
Yeah. That explains it all kind of thing?
I mean, I'm into simulation theory. I'm into like NPCs.
Somebody just walked me through the simulation thing last weekend.
What's the simulation?
Have you guys heard about that?
Well, I've never been walked through
that
it.
Were a part of a simulation?
Yeah, but like for instance, my brother is a big gamer and he's into crypto and I'm into crypto and all that stuff. But they were watching like the X Games of video gaming yesterday. And it was like, it was literally just video gamers on their computers, you know, with their fancy chairs playing FIFA or playing soccer.
Right.
And there was a stadium full of people watching these people play their characters, their avatars. And I was like, well, isn't that already happening? Is this like meta? Is this happening with us? Is someone potentially playing with us?
Right.
And then we're figuring out how to play another game. And, you know, the metaverse is just like the next dimension of our reality. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see.
Something just outside of what we can see. And perhaps this is all sort of happening in another place. And we think we're here, but we're really not kind of
thing. Yeah, and I don't even smoke weed. I'm not even allowed to smoke weed because you don't want to smoke weed.
It sounds like you're making it. I mean, what are you talking about? Listen.
It sounds like I'm microdosing now.
Here's the other thing to keep in mind. I have had those thoughts too where it's that whole like, are we in the Matrix? All that kind of shit.
Yeah, I love that.
And I have to be honest. I had it quite recently, and to a certain degree, I thought, if I actually don't want to know.
this is pretty intense to try and process any of that information.
Now, what was the other thing you said? So simulation, and what was your MMT? No.
NPC.
What is that?
Non-player character.
Non-player character.
An NPC. It's like that Free Guy movie. That's what Sean's movie was all about, that. Background.
People that are not actively participating in life.
And they're like, so, and it's a reference to basically.
My dad.
Or Katie, correct me if I'm wrong. Characters who are extras in video games, who just kind of walk around and aren't actually part of the thing.
That's wild.
I think it's maybe a sociopathic way to explain it, but I mean, on a more esoteric spiritual level, maybe it's just people that lack awareness or consciousness.
I feel like as soon as that the headset thing, the virtual reality thing, that really like takes over, I feel like we're going to have a bunch of those people. They're just like, well, why should I go out? I got this perfect environment that I can just kind of put on my head. Yeah. I can stay in my air-conditioned house and I can really kind of go wherever I want.
Have you done that, Jason, before?
But from what I hear about it, it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, because the second you take it off.
Kids do it all the time.
The second you take it off and you forget, oh gosh, I'm in my living room. It really transports you to another world. Like it's crazy. But it's really simple. We're just from aliens, period. That's it.
We're all just stars bound to a body.
That's exactly right.
Guys.
I've been saying it for years.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Katie, I want to talk about just you for a second and like your songs and music and everything. Yeah. I know we are, but I want to talk about like, I just, you know, I'm obsessed. So first of all, I just have to say this. You know, for as long as we live, Mariah Carey will have a Christmas song that will be played every single holiday season called All I Want for Christmas forever. And there's only a handful of people that have anthems like to a holiday and stuff. But for as long as the next 10,000 years, 4th of July, they will always play Firework by Katy Perry for
great
the
song.
Rest of our life.
Great song.
I mean, isn't that cool?
Apparently for 10,000 years.
Yeah.
10,000 years until the next polar shift.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then all the pop stars start over.
None of us are living more than 40 more years on this planet. Keep going, Sean.
Yeah, no,
that's the polar shift.
No, but that's just like, obviously.
It's so great. I'm grateful.
I know. You don't have to say anything. I just think it's so cool. And
it's the best.
Yeah. I mean, and that you didn't write it for that purpose, but it became that thing. And now every 4th of July. We just hear that. I think it's so cool. I just think it's
wild. It's wild. You know, you guys know because you guys have a lot of, I mean, all of you have been in you know,
stuff.
Success for a long time, for more than a decade. It's like in the beginning, there's a lot of anxiety and worry and doubt and fear and blah, blah, blah. And then you just keep chipping away at chipping away. And then 10 years pass and then 15 years pass and you're like, oh, it's going to be okay, I think.
Yeah,
it's going to be okay. And the more I decide to live, the better I get at living it, you know?
Yeah.
The more you decide to live, meaning the less you pay attention to business and the aspirations and the ambition and stuff, and more about like personal life you focus on?
I mean, yes, but no, I'm just saying that, like, you know, I don't come from anything. So I'm grateful that I've been able to scale these heights.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I didn't dream of these heights, because I totally did.
Yeah.
But just because you dream it doesn't mean you always get the opportunity to do it.
Right, but your work ethic, I mean, it's like song after song, album after album is just massively, globally huge. It's just unbelievable.
Thank you.
You know, where does that come from? Where you just like, you know what? I got to get another album and another album and another album. And all the people that you collaborate with.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah, for sure. Same.
Childhood trauma, it is the gasoline for all art.
Amen.
For a long, long time, until it turns against you.
We'll be right back.
And now, back to the show.
Now, what does it look like? What does it look like in another 15 years? Would you love to just become a more and more mature singer, songwriter, producer, or all of it?
You know, my currency is communication with people. You know, that's what I feel like I'm put on the planet to do.
Yeah, you're an excellent communicator. I watch an American Idol, the way you speak to the contestants. I've seen you in interviews, the way you carry yourself is extremely intelligent, very succinct, very...
Sean, go ahead and ask her. He wants to know how much you make on American Idol. He's desperate to know. And by the way, he's laughing now, and he's also like, but maybe she will.
Yeah.
Scratching the question off the list.
No, but seriously, yeah.
So I'd like to continue scaling with that. I mean, I love music, and, you know, that has been the main, you know, that's my main tree, but I have a ton of branches and...
Yeah.
You know, maybe another tree. And
by the way, what about acting? Because in all your videos, I swear I'm not just saying this, you're a really talented actress. And I can't be the first person to tell you, but in every video, I'm just like, why is she not like in a movie or something, or like a
TV
show?
Can I tell you?
Yeah. Let's make some news.
So,
you and Orly are doing love letters. You're doing love letters down at the
Gotham. I respect what you guys do, but I think I have a little bit more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well,
you probably do.
Sorry. Because I have been on set. I have, you know, I've been around all the actors. I've dated them, married them, blah, 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 blah. And like the amount of time that you guys sit in a trailer and then the amount of deliveries and takes you do, like close up and then wide and over the shoulder. And it's just like, I just go on the stage for 2 hours a night, and I do it all in real time in front of a real audience. And, you know, I feel like I love what I do. And like, I would not do a movie. Obviously, I have ideas and dreams, and I probably will in the future, but it has to be something that I'm totally like, so excited for
and has to be the right thing.
Develop and own and all that jazz, because I'm, you know, it's a real communal job that you guys have.
Yeah.
And my job takes a team, but it's not as communal. Like the buck stops at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's
so
cool.
So I'm like, I love watching films. I love, you know, I respect and admire and am in awe of the dedication, the time spent, the effort that all y'all do. But it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, but you're in the studio for hours and days and weeks, and then you shoot videos for hours and days and weeks.
No, the videos are just a couple days, right?
I mean, videos are 2 to 3 days.
All right. Well, calm down, everybody.
Well, no. I was trying to remember the name of your song. Anyway, I was just looking up. And then
give me some context clues, I'll tell you.
Well, it was Roar.
Sing a little bit of it.
Roar,
But then the question is this. Well, it's more of a statement. So then Wikipedia decides to tell me that you've sold over 143 million records worldwide. You've had over a billion streams on Spotify. You have 9 number one U.S. singles. I'm like, what?
That's what I'm saying. That's
so,
what I
said. When you're saying to her, "Why do you ever want to be an actress?" She's like, what?
For what?
Why the fuck would I go do what you do, you tool? I'm gonna. She's like on top of a mountain.
It's an artistic medium.
Yes, no, but have you seen her videos? She's like a really fantastic
actress.
Yes,
I have seen her videos. I don't.
It's amazing.
What I'm saying.
If you have a 2-year-old, it'll start eventually.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. So wait, before we let you go, because it's been too long, and you gotta get back to it. You're narrating an Elizabeth Taylor podcast, which is amazing. Tell me about why. And what it's about, and Elizabeth Taylor. You only talk about Elizabeth Taylor? I don't understand.
Well, I'm learning so much by narrating it. She's like one of my heroes. I mean, she just, she wasn't just an actress. She was an activist and expanded. She was the first influencer, I would say. You know, she created a brand and she had ownership. She really was such an incredible businesswoman and, you know, I'm just so inspired by her and I resonate a lot with her story and hope to, have as many husbands as her. So.
Yeah. What did she have? 7?
It's 7 and one of them was Twice. I don't know.
Yeah. That was Richard Burton.
Twice. Yeah, old Dickie Burts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Dickie At what Burt. Point do you think she said, maybe it's me? But anyway, okay. but last stat that I think is so impressive, and I can name a million of them, is of all halftime Super Bowl shows, yours is the most watched.
Worth it.
I think is incredible.
Whoa.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
I thought it was amazing.
Was it worth it? Because when they talk about, like, they're always like, this year in the Super Bowl, it's going to be Katy Perry. And then they're like, did you guys hear this week, this year in the Super Bowl, it's going to be so-and-so. Was it that much of a thrill? You can be honest because nobody listens to this podcast.
You guys are actually really popular.
I'll bet it was really fun.
So was it everything that you wanted it to? Is it the greatest thing?
Yeah, it was everything. It was like, it was really intense. It was the most adrenaline. It was like I had never been close to death. I had never given birth, so I had nothing to compare it to. Those feelings seem like really intense, life feelings. But it felt like it was in that same category. Wow. You don't really wish it on anyone, but it's a rite of passage in some ways, and it separates, I think, people. And it definitely helps catapult and puts you in a different thing.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And I got to pick my people that I performed with, which was Missy Elliott and Lenny Kravitz. But I rehearsed the hell out of it. Like
you did.
Well, one of my producers for that particular show, he literally had a cattle prod and he would run after me with this cattle prod and it'd just go. And I'd have to, it was like, my legs were so sore, but I had to climb and mount that lion again and get on it. Uh-huh. And what you didn't see in between, all the changes and stuff on that particular show is that I was coming down from the lion by literally holding onto a fire pole. So I was like coming down the fire pole. I was changing, ripping things. I was wearing 3 costumes under one thing, There was so much behind the scenes that was going on in order to give it that color and variety and life and just have it be the biggest thing.
How long did they let you rehearse that?
I don't know. I rehearsed it for months on end. But
really? Months?
Wow. Yeah, but you only get there's so much room for error.
Of course. It's only like 10 minutes, right?
Or whatever. 10, 12 minutes, yeah. And a lot of my show was based on projection. So the funny thing, well, not funny.
I do a lot of projecting too.
Yeah. I can see. No, but like it has to get, the light has to be a certain way in order for projection to work.
Yeah. Right.
And that game was running early. So I was about to get totally screwed, and something happened. The universe covered me, and there were some, you know, calls or fouls or whatever that were called that delayed the game. And finally, it got dark enough that the projection would actually be red. Otherwise, I was going to have a pretty crappy show.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so much pressure. And so you're building up, you're rehearsing, then stuff like that happens. And it sort of occurs to me, I mean, not only do you have to go and do it, but you are, and especially because you're a solo artist, I know there are a lot of people who you work with and a lot of dancers and people, of course, but it's you, it's your name, and you're the CEO of Katy Perry Inc., and you're also the star.
Katy Perry Inc.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But you're all, everybody's leaning on you. There must be a lot of pressure. When the call comes in, they're like, hey, Katy, they want you to do a Super Bowl. Are you like, yes, automatically? Are you like, oh, this is risky? You have to make all these big decisions, is my point. Like, it's a lot, I bet.
Big risk, big reward.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like to roll it.
I mean, it's admirable as hell.
But I like to roll it with preparation. So when I decide to do something, I'm a super prepper. It's not by accident. So there's no nerves ever for anything. Right. Opening this show in Vegas, I had been developing it for over a year. I had been on stage rehearsing it for months on end. I had everything dialed in. There were no surprises. The only thing we were navigating in that time was COVID, and we were bobbing and weaving left and right because it was such a crazy time.
Yeah.
But the preparation makes the precision.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and it shows in everything you do. Every single thing you do is like perfection. Yeah.
Thanks,
I love
Sean.
It.
I really appreciate you.
Yeah, you're drilling it. You're absolutely killing
it. True.
It's amazing.
Katy, we love you. Thank you for being here. Please go tend to your daughter.
Yeah, thanks for doing this and taking some time out from being mommy. And please say hi to daddy. Yeah.
I will. And please say hi to other mommy, Amanda.
Yeah. I will. I definitely
love her. Thanks, guys.
Can I give
a shout out to my cousin Jen, who listens to your podcast, and she's the reason why I ultimately said yes.
Jen.
Where's Jen?
Jen is in LA, and she just conquered breast cancer. So she's a huge fan.
That's great, Jen.
Of
congrats,
you guys.
Jen.
And
Happy for you, Jen.
She was telling me about Smartless, and then, you know, someone said, "Oh, you should do Smartless," and I was like, "Oh, well, my cousin really likes it, and she's cool, so I'm gonna do it." But I also like you guys.
That's nice. Very nice. That's awesome.
Well,
please
send our love to Jen. Well, we're saying it right now. Jen, we're sending you our love.
Jen, we love you.
We do love you. We're happy for you. Congrats. It's awesome.
We love you too, Katy.
Woo! Love you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks for doing it.
All right.
See you, honey.
Bye.
Oh, I forgot to tell her to text me. She's never going to text me.
Just text her.
Text her, yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
And wait for the bubbles.
Could you imagine if I had her digits? Is that what you guys say? If I had her digits, I would be texting her all day and night.
Just like a bunch of like kitties on skateboards and stuff. I just make her just throw her phone out the window.
Just kooky stuff all day and night.
I didn't know that she and Amanda were friends.
She has talked with Amanda quite a few times.
I didn't know that.
Dinners and stuff with Orlando and. You know, Amanda leaves the house at night. I do not.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a house cat.
But how great is she? Isn't that a nice surprise? I've never had a lengthy conversation with her. I just said hello once and then she came on the show.
I
don't know her at all.
I just
met her once so fast. It was so brief. We did like a bit with like,
this
you
should
know.
Have been in the interview. God, we're bad interviewers.
We're the worst. God. Well, we're not smart. You know, if we were smart, we'd ask good questions.
I know.
We'd do research.
I know.
But it just occurred to me when she was talking about, and this goes for all solo artists, but just, you know, how much pressure there is on her. Like, you know, it's insane. It's incredible.
Yeah,
huge enterprise.
I know, massive.
Well, you know, there's a lot of pressure on you too, Arnett. Who's the CEO of Will Arnett?
Yeah. I know, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, but I'm not Katy Perry, man. She's on she's killing it.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, let's sing Roar one more time.
You're going to hear me roar.
You're going to hear me roar. Just tickle me. Yeah.
What about her other song? I do like that song.
You know? So catchy.
How does
she's had nine number one US singles.
How's the Firecracker one go?
It goes firecracker. Wait, and now I can't think of it. Of course,
you
I know
it's light it, and I will spark it. Is that? Am I close? You start this fuse, and I will bang, bang, bang it.
That's it.
Listen to the style of music. You have too much Paul Anka in your
life.
If
I close my eyes, Katy Perry never left.
Every song that Jason sings sounds like a Paul Anka hit. You are the one.
Wait, how does firework?
Oh, yeah,
go?
Wait, I have it here. And look, and it says firework written by.
Bye!
Beautiful. All time best right there.
That was the best one.
Smart. Less. Smart. Less.
Smartless is 100% organic and artisanally handcrafted by Michael Grant Terry, Rob Armjarve, and Bennett Barbago.
Smart. Less.
If you like Smartless, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.